Especificamente também.
Ah, eu vou
It goes more to America.
Yeah.
How is you? I follow businesses. Gorangi? I follow businesses. Gorangi? I'll be down.
Traveling to Delhi and Agra with some marriage in the family. So she was supposed to go direct after 3-4 days. on 8th morning. That's tomorrow, no?
No, sir. Day after tomorrow.
That's 7th.
7th.
Yes.
7:30. You know the place, no?
Yes.
Poch Khanawala Road.
Ah.
Look at Maharaj is looking at you.
But George Harrison's story was most wonderful. It was most wonderful. I can't believe in Bombay these hectic life people have. The only day they get is Sunday. And 5 hours people can sit continuously, thousands of people, hundreds of on that day. And everybody is listening, doing the kirtan, listening. Unless there is some attraction, nobody does. Your lecture was on George Harrison was most wonderful. It was
last Sunday, no?
Oh. Every word, everything what you said. And you have to learn how Prabhupada was most practical. He will give up anything for the everybody was saying in the name, and it is not necessary. You already have a name.
Harisan. George Harisan. Harisan.
I think after coming back from there, when you were talking, you were
taking the book. And I got that book, Najwa gave me. I read what you read, Krishna. And the way he wrote, it was, I think, is a message to today's time. Where everybody is fighting, saying Allah, and he says everybody is saying Krishna is.
Look at the ashes.
The Time magazine is given the main picture in the front.
Can you get one for me?
Yes, Maharaj. I'll get it for you tomorrow. In fact, it just came this evening.
These two devotees here.
Yes.
From Washington D.C.
Yes, I know them.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Dukhada Shiraz.
What consultant?
No,
but their Guru Maharaj, right? Mukunda Maharaj? He was with George Harrison chanting Hare Krishna when he left his body a few days ago. And he's the one that's taking ashes to India. And everything's secret. No one knows where Mukunda Maharaj is right now. when George Harrison left his body, it was his wife, his son, and two devotees, Shyam Sundar and Mukunda Maharaj, their Guru Maharaj. And then they secretly, just the four of them, went to the cremation to cremate. And now they want to have a private placing of ashes in Ganga, in Jamuna, So the whole media of the world is searching. Nobody knows where they are. Even devotees don't know where they are. And even rumors that devotees are talking are in the international newspapers. Devotees were thinking they're coming to Varanasi at this time. And that was in all the papers, and all the media came to see, but then they never came.
Yeah, there's been a lot of news in London paper also. They've been talking every day practically, there's something happening.
But this is one thing which we always see, the newspaper is covering that the in Varanasi. Why this thing happened? I always differentiate like temple in Varanasi or main temple of Shivji, what is it called? Kashi Vishwanath temple. I find the that temple is always short of fund, and the pujaris have no money. And says the Tirupati temple, where you have an unbelievable wealth, money keep on coming. When you enter into Kashi Vishwanath temple, I've been there a couple of times, these places, your bhakti goes away because you are scared that all the pandas are after you and they're pulling you this way or that way and trying to steal money from you and saying that you are the priest, we are the priest for your forefathers and whatever, and you really get scared. And what I'm finding that if you go to Tirupati, nobody touches you, everything is disciplined. You go in the queue, there's a 10 rupees queue, there's a 100 rupees queue, there's a 1,000 rupees queue, there's a hundi, whatever pay. So one side, these people, all the pujaris on Kashi Vishwanath temple, they don't have even one day meal after doing so much. You know, snatching, and still they're still very, very poor, very, very poor. And why this happened? The other side, if you go to Tirupati temple, so same thing when I was hearing that somebody is coming with the George Harrison ashes, I was worrying that the Varanasi and the candles, all the people are thinking, no, this is mine, come to me. And they'll be very, very scared. And I saw in the photo today that somebody was jumping there, and it was George Harrison. I said, whether his son is jumping or somebody pushed him or whatever. some discipline is there, and the Maharaj made a rule. I don't know, you in Chopadi temple is the only temple. If you enter into the temple, nobody will ask you for anything. You are a guest. Very, very honorable guest. This is a brilliant example.
That's why we're so poor.
Manaj, our richness is in the spiritual bank account. I've seen that.
You're happily poor. But it is a challenge because George Harrison specifically gave his plan of how he wanted to die and how he wanted to his ashes to be put in rivers. And he expressed that to these two dear godbrothers, Mukunda Goswami Maharaj and Shamsundar Prabhu. So they have a very difficult task. They have to run from the media and from the public and everything completely hidden to do it. Because he wanted everything very, very private. He didn't want anyone around except the devotees, the few devotee friends that he loved throughout his life and his immediate family. He wanted everything to be done completely private to that. And the media is so cruel. They're literally hunting for him. That's what I saw in papers, that there was hundreds of people all over Varanasi hunting and searching. They don't care anything about a person's desires or wills. They're only concerned with. So these devotees, they're like fugitives. It's a wonderful service, but these devotees, they could do it. Shamsundara and Mukunda Maharaj, they have performed miracles so many times in their lives. It was Shamsundara Prabhu who arranged the first Pandal program in Bombay. He actually did the organization and the advertising. And it was through that that I first met Srila Prabhupada in 1971.
But this must be an ultimate desire of anybody, that the George Harrison can desire that when he dying, he wanted his two friends to come by the side of him and chant Hare Krishna. What else he want? If that can happen, I mean, how can you predict that, control that I'm going to die in 3 days or 2 days, or somebody should be by the side of me chanting?
He invited them. On Prabhupada's disappearance day, I was with Shamsundara in Vrindavan. What was that date? 19th night, we were together speaking. So that was 19th. Yes. From Vrindavan, he practically went directly to Los Angeles to go visit. George Harrison called for him. Shamsundara, one time I was in London and I was invited to have prasad with Shamsundara Prabhu, and he was at George Harrison's house, so he came late. He was telling me that George Harrison, he went to his bedroom, and on his bedpost is his bead bag with his japa mala, tulsi beads. And every morning, he would rise around between four and five in the morning, and he would not even see his family members until about noon. He would just, the whole morning, from 5 in the morning till noon, he would just chant japa and read and meditate. And then he would take some prasad with his family and then do so many other things. A very religious man, deeply religious man. And one thing he hated more than anything else in the world was fame. Everybody in the world wants fame, but he hated fame. Because he had fame. He overdosed with fame.
Very
well, Mataji. That was one of his greatest messages, that he was trying to relate to the world. That he had so much money and so much fame and popularity. And he said, it's just not what people want. There's nothing. When you have it all, you realize it's not it. He used to say, that's not it. He said he believed very strongly that what everyone is looking for is Krishna or God. And without that, money, fame, it only really brings agitation, it doesn't bring fulfillment or satisfaction. And he really dedicated, from 1970, the Beatles began, I think, in 63, they became famous, yes? First came to America in 63 or 64, and from that day, they were the most famous people on the planet, in the Western world. Anything they did became the world news.
Good.
and his message to the world that money and fame cannot be realized. You have to have that deep connection with God. And he wrote in that Krishna book that if there is a God, I want to know him and I want to see him. Yes? And that was really his message. And when someone like that speaks that message, it's very powerful. Because he really had everything. Prabhupada saw that sincerity. He wrote one song, The Art of Dying. The Art of Dying. It's like you're talking about some book called The Art of Living.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, more important is The Art of Dying. Because that's inevitable. And how we die will determine our next life. So he wrote a song called The Art of Dying. And he actually lived according to that principle. He died in the most artistic way. He was peaceful, he was satisfied, he was with the people he loved the most, and they were chanting and he was chanting. And that's how he left this world.
That's what he called, unbelievable. This something like this happening, I never heard. When you hear the Parikshit Bhari story also,
Really?
Yeah.
The way he left this world is such a lesson to the whole world. In what really is important in life. And who's really important to us in life. He had so many friends. If he called the President of the United States or the Prime Minister, they would probably come running to his bedside. He was such an important and famous person. But of all the people in the world, he chose two devotees to be with him. Because he trusted them most, because they had love for Krishna. Such a message. The Beatles, they were most known in the 60s because their message was changing the state of consciousness of the whole young generation. Whatever they would say, that would become the proper consciousness. Whatever they did became what was supposed to be done. Of course, they did all crazy things. Therefore, everyone else did crazy things. And when he actually became spiritual and came to India and later met Prabhupada, then he understood what is really the real thing. And with his influence, he wanted to try to give people the real thing. And he was dying. He actually, after he left the Beatles band, this was after I joined the movement, so I'm just hearing this from others. So I don't have personal experience, but it's true, history. He made two records. One was called All Things Will Pass, which was three records in one. And the other was Living in the Material World. And they were all based on Prabhupada's teachings. And these were made in 1970 and 1973. That's 31 years ago that these records were made. And they're basically just Prabhupada's philosophy and the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And now that he has left, 31 years later, every record store in the UK and America is sold out of these records. And all the warehouses, there's something called Amazon.com that sells records and everything. Mm-hmm. They're completely sold out. And all their warehouses are sold out. Because in his leaving this world, people took such an interest in his message that now, 31 years later, people are hungry. And the record companies have to keep reprinting CDs and tapes and records of these, and they can't keep up with the demands. And this is just the last week since he's left. So in his departure, people, millions of people all over the world are eagerly running to hear Prabhupada's message. It's quite amazing. Living in the material world, the cover of that record album was the exact picture that's on Bhagavad Gita of Krishna and Arjuna on the chariot. Millions of people are buying it. And all things will pass, he chanted Hare Krishna, as well as Art of Dying is on that. Because Prabhupada blessed him in such a special way, his life, and especially his death or his departure, is spreading the message of bhakti in such an incredible way. And I was told in London, so many people, just old Beatle fans, were coming to the Hare Krishna temple because they knew he bought it and they wanted to come there to offer their last respects. And how did they do it? By chanting Hare Krishna and kirtan and all the devotees. And there was one in New York City. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came just to honor him, and they were all chanting Hare Krishna. They're not devotees, just people, because they knew he loved Krishna. So really, Prabhupada, that was his compassion and his genius, that he inspired this person in such a way. He was not a foolish person. Because they went to Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and they lived with him for some time in Rishikesh. But the Beatles, and they all decided that he's not a real saintly person.
Maybe he saw a fool on the hill.
Yeah, they even made a, they wrote a song called "The Fool on the Hill," "The Fool on the Hill" about him. Because he lived on a hill. In fact, I lived on that hill with him once. I was also a fool on that. They wrote, huh?
They wrote a song, he says, called Sadi Yogi.
No, that's part of this song. But Maharishi Yogi, the Sadi Yogi song.
Anyways, so they discriminated. But when he met Prabhupada, he considered this person is really giving the highest and real thing. Maintained his relationship with Prabhupada and with the devotees for his whole life. Such a powerful impression Prabhupada made on him. And actually we're so fortunate. Somehow we have received that same mercy.
But the way Sridhanjali, what do you call Sridhanjali in English?
Memorial Work
Service. Yeah, the
memorial
way you,
service.
Maharaj did it on Sunday, it was most wonderful. That is, there was real Sridhanjali, we call it Sridhanjali, you know, you go and, most wonderful.
Glorify somebody who's just left the world. That is Sridhanjali. The three of us were together.
Oh, the most wonderful. The way it was 4 or 5 hours, thousands of people, they're there. You are there, you...
You taped it.
It was taped?
Yes.
There you go. It was taped.
You can give a copy. Then you go to New London.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can duplicate over there.
It was a real real thing. Where no, you.
Abhi bana do. You make the copies.
Okay.
This. How much time you spent here in Bombay?
Maybe a couple of days in about 2-3 months.
A couple of days in 2-3 months?
Maybe 2-3 months.
We will.
Something keeps coming up and then...
You always say our blessing and business should be such that you can afford and you can go and there's no pain. Well, now there's no pain in traveling, but you know, financially also there should not be any pain. So travel.
Anirudha Prabhu now wants to go to New York for 5 years.
Yes, that is his new country he wants to conquer.
Be careful of tall buildings.
This George Harrison reminds me of this sandalwood. You know, the tree, after it's cut, gives more flavor. And constantly, for the whole world. This departure has been so wonderful. His son says in this Time magazine that, no, so his wife said that, he's definitely with God.
Do they talk about Krishna in Time magazine?
I haven't read the whole article, Maharaj. I just, because I was coming here, so I just...
Everything was a more of a media hype. But the way you said that day, it was total was, you know,
very sincere.
Normally what you read is a more of a media hype saying this, I don't know what language they are saying, Hare Krishna, what tone they are saying. You know, they all mixed up because they want Beatle, Hare Krishna, you know, how he died. The whole thing was how masses want to read, how want to see. But if some common man does not understand what it is, but the way you explain everything, what Maharaj Prabhupada says, a boy who's a...
Nice boy.
The way you said that the... nobody knows that it was written there that he has given $19,000, but the way he was approached, nobody knew how he has been approached, how he has been asked this money, and what Prabhupada was very diplomatic, and he knew the heart of other person, how he will never go direct. He has asked some confident man who was close to him to approach, and he was very hesitant. No, this whole thing, you put it together, I would not have known except that my imagination for George Harrison was, because I've never met him, I've never read about him, that he's a great man, probably he was following some Hare Krishna, some not, and you know, but after I hear from you everything, I could 100% believe that he was a great devotee.
And also
Mataji
gave those two very nice
Yeah.
anecdotes.
Mahati is a personal friend.
I have read a story about how Beatles met, how the devotees met the Beatles. So I wasn't sure whether it was first time. So this time in Vrindavan when I met Shyamasundar Prabhu, so he only mentioned that George Harrison is very young. So we're talking about it. So I just asked him that, is this true? Because it's quite amazing that our devotees, they were waiting in the studio for, they just thought that they could actually get talk to the Beatles or get their help. There's no harm in trying. So they were waiting for them in the studio. And there are thousands of people as usual. This was in the late 60s. So they were barricaded, they were not allowed to meet. So they were waiting for several hours. And then in the Beatles, they just came out of the studio recording room and many were waiting there. So suddenly they started approaching them. So it was George Harrison who actually just mentioned to, I think Shyam Sundar Prabhu was there with one or two others. So his first statement, the very first, as soon as he saw them, he said, "Where were you guys all this time? I've been looking for you." This is the very first statement, before even the devotee was spoken. It's such an amazing thing that I had to say, yeah, it was the fact that before we could even tell anything, he just turned and said, "Where have you been? Oh, sorry, you guys, I've been waiting for you."
You mentioned this on Sanyamana.
It is a, I don't think anybody in the world can put everything like this into the day he started and the day he finished. He has summarized everything in that lecture. It was really, really in one day, how much probably either you knew or in one day you did all the due diligence or whatever we call it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any
amazing.
We hope to bring Shyam Sundar Prabhu or Mukunda Maharaj and then they can speak very, very deeply on that and other subjects.
I think Mukunda Maharaj was the first Tompkins Square Kirtan also, isn't it?
Before that. Actually, Prabhupada started the Tompkins Square Kirtan when he just started with Ramananda and Kirtanananda, which Umapati and Ayati, they would dance.
Yes.
Ramananda was the first to dance. Mr. Brahmananda Prabhu, I met him in Vrindavan, and he told me that they were in Mayapur on a morning walk. Prabhupada was with his leading disciples, and one man walked up, very important person. Prabhupada introduced him to Brahmananda Maharaj. And he said, "This is Brahmananda." He said, "He was the first devotee to dance." He said, "He was, when I was alone in New York City, he said, he was the first devotee to join me." And he was praising Brahmananda like this. Then the man went away, and they started walking. And Kirtanananda Maharaj was just behind Prabhupada, and he said, "Prabhupada, I was the first to help you. I came before Brahmananda." And Prabhupada was silent. He actually was silent. And a few seconds, he was silent for a few seconds, and then he said, "Yes, first comes Kirtan, then comes Brahman." Mukunda Maharaj, when Prabhupada was just living in the Bowery and just going to little cafes and talking to people, that's what he met. He was actually the one who got 26 Second Avenue. Mukunda Maharaj and a couple other well-wishers, they arranged that for him. So of all the devotees who are in the movement now, besides that Robert Nelson, he's in the movement now too, but he's not so prominent. But Mukunda Maharaj is the first person who's actually on the call.
The Economic Times yesterday, I pointed out to Radhakrishna Prabhu, show you, it's clearly stated that George Harrison said, by chanting the Mahamantra, and it says the Mahamantra, I saw Krishna.
Can
you show
that?
Can you show it to Maharaj? Huh? Yeah, I think I have a copy at home. And I immediately phoned him to show it. I'm sure I brought it.
Yeah,
I can.
But
this Robert Nelson, one time I met him, he was with Prabhupada in 1965. When Prabhupada was in Bowery in New York City. and told so many stories. He said, bro, and Robert Nelson was a pretty spaced out person. Have any of you ever met him?
No.
Spaced out person. But he was the only one who was taking interest. So Prabhupada was just giving him so much association. I mean, by material standards, to this day, but to speak of then, he was really like a failure by material standards. But he had a good heart, and Prabhupada appreciated that he was taking an interest. So Prabhupada would take him to his apartment, and Prabhupada would cook for him. They would go shopping. So they would go to a grocery store. And Prabhupada had no money, so he would ask Robert Nelson. Robert Nelson would, he didn't have much money, he just had a little money. He would give it to Prabhupada. They would go to the grocery market in New York City. And Prabhupada would buy, you know, whatever he wanted to get. And they brought it to the counter. The cashier did the cash register, pressed the buttons, and then and then the receipt came out, and she said, that will be $12. And Prabhupada said, I'll give you $4. Well, the lady was completely shocked. In the history of America, I don't think there's ever been bargaining at a grocery store.
No.
So the cashier, she was shocked. She didn't know what to do. She said, sir, the price is $12. He said, no, no, it's not worth $12. And she showed on each item there was the price. She said, you saw it. The price is there. You know, this is what you bought. This is what you have to pay. He said, no, no. He said, I can get this for only $3 in another place. She said, well, sir, then you should go to that other place. He said, no, no, I want to get it here. So she said, sir, you must give $12. He said, I will give you $4. But he said it with such grace and with such a divine disposition that the lady's heart melted. And she actually opened up her purse and took $8 out of her own purse and put it in the cash register, took Prabhupada's $4 and said, all right, you can take it. And then Prabhupada went to Robert Nelson's apartment, actually. It was his apartment. He would cook for him. And he offered, he showed him, he taught him how to offer to Krishna. He had little pictures he took with him, his Guru Maharaj and Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. And after teaching him how, he actually taught him how to cook. He was helping him. Then he taught him how to offer to Krishna. Then he served him prasad and they ate together. And then after they ate together, they cleaned up, and then they both sat, they both laid on their left sides, on the floor. Prabhupada just lay on the left side of the floor with him, and Prabhupada was just telling him stories about Vrindavan and Krishna while they were laying there. Such special personal quality of compassion. Later on, very sincere people started coming forward about 6-7 months later. And they started that little center in 26nd Avenue. And Robert Nelson used to come. He never actually joined the temple, but he would come. And he always came with problems to Prabhupada. Even he would call Prabhupada on the phone at midnight with problems, and Prabhupada always spoke to him. All the devotees were saying, no, just stay away. And Prabhupada would say, no, no, come anytime. You come.
because even though he really didn't do anything to help Prabhupada, he just took an interest in those early days. Prabhupada felt indebted to him. And he would do anything for that person. Midnight, 1 in the morning, the person had a problem. He always had problems, because mentally he was like a different type of person. But Prabhupada always felt he was a very special son. That was spiritual life. To be grateful to those who help us in our mission and in the service of God. Would you like to speak something more? We'll have a few minutes, Kirtan.
Yeah, you should
have.
Oh, God.
Krishna Nanda Kumara.
Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara.
Nanda Kumara Mohana Rupa.
Nanda Kumara Mohana Rupa.
Nanda Kumara Mohana Rupa.
Nanda Kumara Mohana Rupa.
Mohana Rupa. Deva Hari,
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari,
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari,
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari,
Jaya Prabhu Dinadayala Hari,
Jaya Prabhu Dinadayala Hari,
Jaya Prabhu. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari.
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 Govinda Hari. Gopala Hari,
Govinda Hari, 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 Gopala Hari,
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari.
Jaya Jaya
Deva
Hari,
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari,
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari,
Jaya Sachinanda Gaura Hari,
Jaya Sachinanda Gaura Hari,
Jaya Sachinanda Gaura Hari.
Jaya Deva Hari.
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari.
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari.
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari.
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Yeah.
My grandfather was here. He's gone to Vardha.
Ajay.
You are saying all the story about George Mason.
Ajay and Nikunj, they are not here?
He was supposed to be here. 2 more minutes while we were waiting for Prasad. Those who came late want to listen to you.
Unfortunately, we were late, so can we have a few couple of more minutes?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dr. Kumar
sure.
Was the most prominent doctor.
Yes, I know Dr. Kumar for many years. Dr. Desai, Srinathji Prabhu, you can sit with him for prasad. And whatever I spoke today, he will tell you with a very elaborate commentary. We are so happy to be amongst all of you tonight.
This time I was in Toronto with my grandson, and we have visited your temple, grand temple, Toronto. Toronto.
Yes. That is Radha Kirchor Gopinath temple.
Yes.
Prabhupada loved that place. It's a big Christian church.
Yes.
That was transformed.
Yes.
They had a small temple on Gerrard Street in Toronto, and it became very crowded. And there's a whole story behind getting that temple.
Which one? Huh?
In Toronto.
Can you explain a little bit?
I don't remember. But what I do remember is Prabhupada wanted it. It was very costly, and it was very big, And devotees were in two minds whether, and Prabhupada saw it and said, you get it. So somehow, the next time he came, there was beautiful, beautiful temple.
My wife
and I.
Very nice temple. And Prabhupada Leelamrita has detailed description of how they got that temple.
Ah, yes.